RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Talking about mammograms, I get mine every year. I'm 51 years old, starting perimenopause. For women age 40 or older, getting a mammogram is a yearly ritual. It's like paying taxes. We don't always enjoy it. It's not that pleasant, but it only takes a few minutes. It's easy. It's quick. It's not completely painless, but it's not exactly bad. But, you know, there was the controversy in 2009. Mammography screening recommendations took an abrupt turn when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force released some guidelines saying that women ages 50 to 74 would reap the most benefit from biennial screenings every other year, not annually. And we were all worried that insurance companies would jump onto this guideline and start saying, well, we're only going to cover it every other year. It made a big showdown back in 2009 with gynecologists and physicians coming out against this task force. Well, so because of that, it's been going back and forth for a few years. They found that insufficient evidence to support recommending mammograms for those 75 and older. I, again, don't agree with this. So now, since 6 years recently, the task force released an updated mammography draft. And it's saying that women ages 40 to 49 should weigh the potential benefits and harms of getting their mammogram every year. I think this is something that's going to continue to be discussed. But right now, we know mammograms aren't perfect, but right now they're the gold standard. And I don't care who you are or what you believe as far as radiation levels. Or, I mean, there's all kinds of things that people believe out there. But we do know that mammogram helps more people than it hurts. We know this. Get your mammogram. I am personally saying ignore these recommendations. Talk to your doctor. Get your mammogram every year because it could save your life. Talk to your doctor if you have real questions. Go visit a radiologist. Ask them more questions about the low-dose radiation that you get from a mammogram. It is a simple, easy way to save your life. Get to know your own body as well. Do your self-exams, but get your mammogram. Talk to your doctor. And when you see some of these things, read them and take it with a grain of salt. That's my message today. So stay tuned. We have more great show coming up.